In this podcast, we talk about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. So for this week's episode, we are not going to be talking about coronavirus, just because although it's so important, we thought it'd be a nice break for you guys to be hearing something a bit more positive and a bit more uplifting. So next week, we will be talking more about corona and about other news stories, but today is just going to be a really positive episode with lots of facts and fun stories.
And we hope this will be a good distraction for you guys from coronavirus and that you'll just enjoy the next little while.
Yeah.
So we just went through and found as many non-corona related things as we could. So it might seem like kind of a random episode, but we still hope you enjoy it. So our first story that we found was funny, but also kind of scary. It was about a man who wanted to teach, he was pro animal rights. And so he wanted to teach his dog how to drive his car. And so he was in the passenger seat, but he just let the dog drive the car basically. And the dog was driving 109 miles per hour, which is very fast. Thankfully he didn't hurt anyone. He didn't get into a collision because they're on an empty road, but it would be really scary if you were driving along that road and you just saw the car going so fast and the dog in the driver's seat. I think that'd be so frightening.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like although it's really funny, if you were to look over and just see a dog in the driver's seat, I feel like that's actually super dangerous. That's putting a lot of people's lives and safety at risk. So I would obviously never do that. I just feel even if you're pro animal rights, I feel like that's just really irrational and just not a practical way of showing how you feel about animal rights.
And it's putting other people at risk, which is also no matter how pro animal rights you are, you shouldn't put other people at risk. Just teach your dog how to drive.
And if someone had actually been hurt or even been killed by that, the owner of the dog would have been in so much legal trouble.
I think even still, the man was had over 20 different charges.
Oh yeah,
laid on him. It was pretty big, but we thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's crazy, but at the same time, it's pretty funny.
So do you want to take the next sun race?
Yeah, so we're going to be having a few different facts in this episode. And one of them is that the Ethiopian calendar is 7 years behind the rest of the world. And this isn't only Ethiopia, it's also lots of different countries in Africa. And the reason they're 7 years behind is that they believe that Jesus was born in BC, so before Christ, and quite a few years before when the rest of the world believes that. So they're 7 years behind the rest of the world. So, for example, if you were to put that into a present-day situation, that would be the coronavirus happening in the first case would be in November 2012. So just put that into a bit of perspective. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is really weird to think about, because when they would talk about that in future years, they'd say it was 7 years earlier than we would say. It's also weird to think about in the future, people talking about the coronavirus as a historical event. I just find that really weird to think about.
Yeah, and it's going to be such a huge, obviously there's so many pandemics in the world, polio, H1N1, swine flu, but this is just going to be, we're actually living history, which is really cool to think about.
Yeah, and so that connects to our next story, which is about the oldest man in the world who celebrated his 112th birthday in isolation. So he had lived through the Spanish flu, World War I, the Great Depression, World War II, 9/11, the stock market crash in 2008, and no coronavirus, which is really, really cool because, I feel a lot of the big, big world events have happened in the past 100 or so years. So to have lived through all of that must be so cool.
Yeah, and the world has developed so insanely within the past 50 years in terms of technology and, just technological knowledge. I think that'd be so cool to live through all that and just see the change all the time that's happening.
Yeah, I don't know if you could talk to him because I don't know if he's still good mentally because he's 112, but it would be so fascinating to have a conversation with him. because he survived so much.
Yeah, and if you don't know why he'd be in isolation, most all of you probably do, but it's because of the coronavirus. You can't gather with lots of people, especially with the elderly, because they're most at risk and they have the most compromised immune systems, especially when you're 112.
Yeah, but so that is like just crazy. But I know we did talk about the coronavirus there, but that's all we'll be talking about for this episode. And then our next fact that we have for you guys is that the human heart beats more than 2.5 billion times in an average lifetime, which is a huge number. And that's so many times when you think about it, just throughout your lifetime. You know, that's like people's lifetimes are all the different lengths, so that is an average, but I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and to think about, if you're like a super athletic person and you play a lot of sports that get your heart rate up, you have obviously a much higher average heart rate, which would be really cool to compare to someone who really does not like sports, does not exercise, things like that. I think that'd be cool to compare.
Yeah, that'd be a cool study to see the differences between them.
Yeah, and the person who would exercise a lot would probably be much healthier, and even if, well, they have more heartbeats, but they also would probably be much more fit and live a really healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And then our last fact today is that if all the water currently on Earth fell at once, the world, like the entire world, would get 1 inch of rain, which is, like, I know 1 inch doesn't sound like a lot, but when you think of the entire world, that is, like, a lot of water.
Yeah, and that's crazy when, like, that's if you combine all the water in the oceans, all the precipitation that is currently on Earth and, like, underground. I feel like that isn't, when you think of 1 inch, you are like, yeah, an inch, like, that's a lot, but it's not insane. But when that's all over the surface of the world, that is tons, like Kate said. That is, like, and it's really hard to come up with how much water that would actually be. Because that's just so much.
Like, the oceans cover 2/3 of our planet, which is really weird to think about. So when I think about, like, the planet Earth, I think about the people on it. But people only cover not even 1/3 of the planet. So it's weird that so much of the planet that we live on is uninhabited, even though we have, like, so much power as humans, but so much of it is uninhibited and untamable, kind of, by human beings, which is really weird to think about.
Yeah, and just so much of the Earth is unlivable for humans. That's obviously why we don't live there. And to think, most people say the Earth can hold about, I think the number is about 9 billion or 10 billion people. I'm actually surprised it's that low, because we're at about 7.5 billion. And like Kate said, we inhabit less than 1/3 of the whole world. And I just think it's kind of crazy that only like 2 more billion people can be on the Earth.
Mm-hmm. That's really weird to think about, that we've like, because there has been a huge population rise in the past 200 years. So if that continues, if population numbers continue to rise so much, like in a couple hundred years, like we could be at 10 billion people on the planet, which is really weird to think about.
Yeah, that's really crazy to think about.
But I think that is all that we have for you guys today. We hope that you enjoyed this episode, and as usual, like, you, if you have any topics you want us to talk about, any tips you have for us, any comments you want to give us, just email us at recentkateuptodate@gmail.com. That'll be in the description box for you guys, and we love hearing from you, so please just email us with anything you want to say.
Yeah, and also don't forget to, if you haven't already listened to our previous week's episode, you should definitely listen to that, because that is all about coronavirus and it gives you just a really unbiased view and just a lot of straight facts about COVID-19.
And we also share some of our opinions on online learning and the ways the coronavirus is affecting us.
Yep. Okay, thank you for listening to this week's episode.
And we hope you'll come back next week. Bye.
Bye.